Necrophilia forced sex with dead. Jakob's Dairy Log. Trance of the Monarch Butterfly. I awoke in a Burundanga trance under the influence of the devil's breath. I was around 8 years old. I found myself in a car driven by a couple, a man and woman, heading up the road towards Stewartstown, Pennsylvania. The woman asked the guy if I was going to be traumatized. He said no, he won't remember. I was wondering what they were talking about. It was like I knew them. I wasn't afraid. They took me to the funeral home in Stewartstown, PA, down into the morgue basement where they had fresh bodies, preparing them for a funeral, putting makeup on them and so on. The guy told me to get into the coffin with a new dead body there. I did, unable to disobey his command. I did so. It really freaked me out at first. He told me to play with the body. I did so. Like playing with a doll. I then started crying. The woman with him said he is going to be traumatized. The guy then told me to get out of the coffin. I did. On the way home back to the dairy farm, the woman seemed to be concerned, saying to the guy, "Do you think he'll be traumatized?" He then looked in the back seat and said, "Jakob, are you traumatized?" I was in a state of trance and started laughing. They took me home and left me off. It seemed to be some sort of experiment. Years later, I was in the York Hospital. I was there for a serious illness. I won't get into that here. I remember I got into an elevator that was supposed to go upstairs to a room on the third floor. I got in and pushed the third floor button. No one was in elevator with me. The elevator, instead of going up, started going down. I looked and it said going to the basement bottom floor. I kept hitting the button but it wouldn't change. I ended up on the bottom basement floor of the hospital. The morgue section. The door opened to the bottom floor hospital basement morgue. There was a girl, a nurse, waiting when the door opened. She looked at me and said, "She waits for you in there." She pointed her finger to a room down the hall. It's like I had no free will. I looked out into the distanced hall room. People were this room, doctors and nurses and so on. She guided me down the morgue hall. I walked into the room. There was a dead body on a table. It was a young girl. They told me to get on top of her. I was freaking out at this point. Wondering what in the hell is going on. I had no free will though. I obeyed their command and got on top of the table and on top of the young girl's dead body. They told me to have sex with the body. I said, "Are you fucking crazy?" They kept commanding me to have sex with the body. I gave in, as they were definitely in control of my mind, making me do the most unthinkable thing. Have sex with a dead body. Necrophilia. They seemed to go into some sort of ritual dance while I was there on top of this young dead girl's body. They were all moving around like in some sort of ritual. Later, like waking up from anesthesia, I found myself back in the elevator. Going up to the third floor. A trauma hit my mind. A memory was seeping into my brain like a cinematic mind reel. A memory of what had just happened. I felt like I was going crazy. I remembered what had just occurred. I was traumatized. I wrote this song Necrophilia about the incident for the Blood Moon Guild Song Vault, Jakob Lemmy Zook, Trance of the Monarch Butterfly. Countdown to Singularity 2028. http://jamin.do/t/1491100. Doctors Without Borders. Make a donation now. Help save lives. Copyright all rights reserved.